I just mentioned earlier, there's very few people that have their own walk-up music, and of course, Annie Schwartz. That girl is on fire. She always says and does things that spur audience conversation. And this guy, I should give him a title, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman, joins me once a month just sort of talking about politics and leader. Probably, I should restate that. We talk about leadership.
Yeah.
Because that's really, for me, one of the reasons you're here once a month is because I respect strong, smart, innovative. That's enough praise for
good
you.
Good looking.
I didn't get to that part.
Face for radio. Come on.
So I know you have an op-ed that's online right now at JS Online, and I know it'll be print in the print edition if you still get that. Not many people do anymore, of the Journal Sentinel, about Act 10. You've been very vocal on this issue, as have I. And there's things I love about Act 10, things I don't like about Act 10, but I want to give you a chance to sort of flesh it out for people.
Yeah.
Because this is one of the fundamental core issues that our Wisconsin Supreme Court is going to be facing either before August or certainly after August. And it's, if you're a fan of Act 10, it might be on life support, given there's been one recusal already and where this story goes. As somebody who leads a community, in your case, a county, Washington County, your opinion, your take on Act 10 and how it represents an important piece of what you do in your daily life as county executive.
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, to your point at the beginning, like, this is policy over politics, and right. Good policy is good politics. Happy hump day to all those who celebrate.
Awesome.
Okay. I
like that he listens.
I do listen. This particular thing is really important. So I was a public employee when Act 10 happened, and it was life-changing for anybody who was in the public sector at the time. And then, of course, that became something in politics that was life-changing for anybody who lived through it. What people seem to forget is we had I think $3.2 or $3.6 billion deficit in 2010 and 2011.
They have forgotten about that.
They have forgotten. And it was a big part of the 2010 campaign. It is really what differentiated, at the time, County Executive Scott Walker with Mayor Tom Barrett, who were both running for governor. That massive deficit, I mean, either you're going to raise taxes and offset the deficit, or you're going to make reforms and cuts and changes. And that election is won on that, really, that issue. And then, of course, the legislature goes through the process. It makes huge changes. So I was a public employee at the time. Prior to Act 10, 100% of my retirement contribution is paid for by the village. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
That at the time when it was changed to 50-50, it was like a huge hit to my pocketbook.
People don't understand how the old reality played out.
Yeah.
The municipalities, and use whatever level you want, they incurred all of those costs.
Right.
State, which was schools, a massive budget everybody. Challenge for yes. local leaders.
Yes. Exactly. And so to have that shift was, Governor Walker, I think, used to refer to it as the tools for municipalities and schools. It was a huge benefit. But to us as employees, it was like, oh my gosh. Well, when you look back now in hindsight and you think, if we wouldn't have done that, what would the tax increases have been like at that time? And now you fast forward 15 years later, and we're trying to relitigate all of that. It feels like it's been this never-ending fight. First it was the recalls, and then it was Walker's reelection, and then it was 2018, and now all of these court fights. And now here we sit with the potential of this, Dane County judge deems it unconstitutional and probably going to make its way up to the Supreme Court. If that gets undone, we're relitigating all of those decisions.
Real life, real time, what would the impact be for Washington County or other local leaders?
It's a devastating impact to every local government, school, technical college, even the state. For county government, Washington County, we're the 10th largest county. We collect about $36 million in property taxes per year. If this changes, just retirement, that not health insurance, not the other benefits, just retirement, it's a $3.2 million hit, almost a 10% increase in property taxes. And then remember, your property tax bill is, of course, the county, your town, village, or city, the school, technical college, and some have others. So it's that times four or five or six. It will be massive. So, yes, it's devastating to local budgets. I don't know where I'd come up with $3.2 million. But it's catastrophic to the taxpayer.
And I think somewhere in your piece, because I read it quickly this morning, there's a concept of retroactive pay.
Yeah.
How does that factor into this?
It's so if it's unconstitutional, that means it's never been constitutional. So that you're rewinding the tape 15 years, and someone somewhere's got to go, well, wait a minute. If it's not constitutional today, it wasn't then. What happens to all of those payments? What happens to all of those contributions that were never made?
What do you say to the folks that say, well, law enforcement, public safety were exempt? Do you understand what that signifies to some of the people in the general public?
I would say, and if we were sitting here with the WPPA, the police association, and all of those, the sheriff's deputies and all those, most of them have negotiated those things into their contracts now. So I think this is pretty much old hat for the most part. Our Deputy Sheriff's Association has negotiated in the health insurance the same way every other employee, retirement the same way every other employee. I don't think it's as big of an issue as people make it out to be. This is where policy turns into politics. It just becomes a political football.
Washington County Executive Josh Schoeman here for this half hour. Lots more to talk about. I'm talking about some national stories as well, because I know he has a take on some of this stuff. 9:42, you're listening, of course, to 620 WTMJ.
Guess what day it is, huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
We got the way to movement, Jared.
Oh, man, I saw this last night, and again, I'm not a big theater goer, but I picked the shows carefully, and Beautiful Noise at the Marcus Center was lights out, awesome, standing at the end. Every one of the performances was outstanding. The lead singer, who played young Neil Diamond, and his second wife, Marcia, who was a big part of his life, 25 years they were married, she's stunning, both in her ability to sing and dance. And I'm not a theater critic, but blew us away. My wife and I saw it last night. If you get a chance, it's there until the weekend. I'm not shilling for the Marcus Center, but that was something worth seeing. And everybody knows Neil Diamond, because as you're listening, sitting there listening, you're hearing, song after song, hit after hit. And you'll amaze yourself the songs you've forgotten that he actually did. And Josh, I told you this before you started talking, that we learned that he actually wrote some hit songs for the Monkees, like I'm a Believer. I did not know that before last night. So some cool stuff.
Yeah, very cool.
Take your wife out to the theater on occasion.
Yes, sir.
That's a great date night, by the way. And I've met your wife. Take her to the theater. She'll enjoy it. All right, I got to tell you this. Gruber Law Office's Thanasis Live is back March 29th, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Join Thanasis for a live show that's going to entertain fans like none other. Remember last year, he surprised with the MVP, Giannis Antetokounmpo, with a surprise from ESPN Stephen Smith. So you never know what Thanasis and Thanasis have planned for 2025. March 29th, that's coming up. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Get your tickets to Gruber Law Office's Thanasis Live right now. Actually saw David Gruber last night. You can visit TALiveShow.com. TALiveShow.com. Get your tickets. Excitement and entertainment you can get anywhere else. It's Gruber Law Office's Thanasis Live, presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel in Carbliss, featuring Brandon Jennings and a surprise guest. That's the big one. Also supported by the Prisoner Wine Company and McDonald's. TALiveShow.com. All right, I want to ask you a big picture question, because I know you pay attention to this stuff. You are not just a local leader, you're a political animal as well. The story, and I believe that this was sort of a lack of judgments, lack of security with the sort of the open text exchange about the plans for a military operation. Department of Defense, high-ranking military officials. Jeffrey Goldberg from The Atlantic, their editor-in-chief, is on this text exchange. He's now published the entire scroll of text. As a local leader, but someone who pays attention to this stuff, what's the response? What's your response to stuff like that when you see stories like this?
First of all the people to end up on that text thread, to have Goldberg, the guy that's on there, is stunning. I mean, his history. I don't know how that happens, but I mean, cybersecurity is a humongous issue. And I don't know about you here at TMJ, but at the county, we've just hired a cybersecurity expert.
You have to
help
know.
Train our staff to, because mistakes easily happen. It's so simple to accidentally hit, reply all or add someone to a thread, or it's scary. Cybersecurity stuff is really, really scary, and I think it's a huge priority. Of course, everything's political right now, and it's everything is blown out of proportion. So it's hard to tell what's 100% the truth. But the bottom line is mistakes happen, and you got to have really good training and protocols in place to make sure it doesn't happen.
I know you've been very active in Republican circles. You're a strong conservative for Washington County. Do you support, like a lot of local leaders and especially sheriffs in the state of Wisconsin, law enforcement, the candidacy of now judge, former AG Brad Schimmel?
Yeah, undoubtedly. I mean, Brad has been an outstanding judge. He was a phenomenal attorney general. I mean, I think one of the things that really sets him apart is our conversation earlier. And I know he can't talk about it. They can't prejudge cases. But this Act 10 thing, if you don't buy into the possibility that a liberal Supreme Court in the next 3 years, because all the upcoming Supreme Court races are against incumbent conservatives. But if you don't buy into all the reforms that Governor Walker made, whether it's right to work, whether it's concealed carry, voter ID, all of those things, and go back farther, Tommy Thompson, school choice reform, welfare reform, the importance of the Supreme Court being in place to protect that. If you don't buy that, then Act 10 will hit you in the pocketbook hard. And you're talking thousands of dollars a year, more than likely, depending on your school district. Brad Schimmel's the firewall. He really is. If you want someone who's going to protect the state constitution, he's the guy.
He is Josh Shulman, Washington County Executive. After the break, some fun stuff happening in Washington County. I always like to end on a fun, positive note.
Woohoo!
Text if you'd like, 855-616-1620. A lot of great texts today, a lot of great storytelling that even happens on the text line on occasion. So I appreciate each and every one of you. A lot of Neil Diamond fans as well. All right, we'll take a quick break here. Listening, of course, to the Hump Day edition, Political Power Hour, 620 WTMJ. As long as I can have you here with me. Oh, definitely a Neil Diamond themed show today, which is amazing because I saw that show last night. Beautiful noise at the Marcus Center. Go check it out. All right. Josh Shulman, Washington County Executive. I love this story because I love to highlight local organizations, local businesses. And this one, your county course in Washington County, top 50 in the country public golf course. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. They're oftentimes ranked number one in the state.
But so it goes beyond awesome. That. There's a really cool connection for veterans' mental health. Talk about it a little
bit. Yeah. So we are partnering with an organization called Next 18. And if you're a golf fan, when you watch the Masters, when you watch the U.S. Open, you're probably going to hear more about Next 18. They are one of two nonprofit organizations endorsed by the PGA. Their mission specifically is near and dear to my heart. As you know, I'm a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I'm dedicated the rest of my life to the service and sacrifice of those guys who didn't make it back, guys and gals who didn't make it back in whole or in part, and my Lord. And so this work is super important. They are really trying to help vets and first responders who experience trauma, PTSD, and give them avenues to cope with that. So golf is, of course, building community and helping with it, but also therapies and self-treatment, and then building a community of alumni network. They're awesome. The executive director is originally from Germantown, golfed in high school at the county course, so it's full circle. It's an awesome story.
What I love about this story is, one, I mean, getting out to golf is just a fun pastime for anybody, but yeah. The fact that we know that, and I've reported on this and talked about this on the show, the rise of PTSD, yeah. Mental health issues for our veterans, and I always want to say this, of all the groups in this country that we don't do enough for, veterans are probably top of the list, and I struggle with why that's the case, because yeah. We certainly have to look out for those folks. And when I see programs like this that talk about mental health from a sort of a in a different way to encourage people to get out there and get help, nothing more valuable than that recommendation.
What people often forget is they think, oh, the veteran who kicked doors in or did this, or the cop who saw a tragedy in Oak Creek or in Madison, but when you're in those jobs, you're hypervigilant all the time. If you are in a war zone, if you are on the street, there's trauma that happens constantly, even a massive car accident. Those are things that, people need to unwind. They need to get their head around. They need to talk to somebody. Programs like this that make it fun with golf are excellent ways to support your vets and local first responders.
Real quick, before we get out of here, I just saw some of your numbers. Pre-voting, early voting is way up in Washington County.
Way up. Way up.
What does that suggest to you?
Oh, well, our election integrity efforts are working 100%. By incentivizing local municipalities to allow for more in-person absentee, every county in the state of Wisconsin ought to be doing it, and I'm going to be talking to them about doing that.
Good things happening in Washington County. Josh Shulman, County Executive. And also, something you do really, very well, branding.
Yeah.
If you're watching the stream,
hey.
Yeah, he's got the swag.
Yeah, get out and vote between now and April 1st.
All right, that's the show for today. Be back tomorrow, of course, with our Thursday edition. Hope you enjoyed the Neil Diamond. Go check it out, Marcus Center. I'm not shilling for them. It just was a fantastic performance of A Beautiful Noise. All right.